Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Supreme Court says any order for conducting the NET UG 2024 afresh has to be done on a concrete footing. Hearing is underway. Justice Nongmei Kapam Kotishwar Singh and Justice R. Mahadevan take oath as judges of the Supreme Court. India at UN calls for immediate ceasefire in Gaza Strip, urges for unconditional release of hostages. Search continues for remaining missing crew members of capsized oil tanker of Oman coast. In Bangladesh, quota reform movement calls for complete shutdown across the country to push their demand for reform in the quota system. And in tennis, India's Sumit Nagal to take on Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 a short while from now. The Supreme Court has said any order for conducting the NET UG 2024 afresh has to be on a concrete footing. The Supreme Court today started hearing more than 40 petitions alleging irregularities and malpractices in the conduct of the medical entrance exam NET UG 2024. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India CJI DY Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra commenced the crucial hearing on a batch of petitions related to the controversy-ridden medical entrance exam, saying it has social ramifications. The court will resume the hearing in the afternoon. More than 23.33 lakh students had taken the test on May the 5th at 4,750 centres in 571 cities, including 14 overseas. The CBI has detained four students of AIIMS Patna today in connection with the NET UG entrance examination paper leak case. AIIMS Patna Executive Director Dr. G.K. Pal said the students who have been taken into custody are second and third year MBBS course. He said the officials of the agency had given prior information regarding custody of these students and the institution cooperative with the investigation agency. The agency has also seized laptops of detained students and sealed their rooms. The CBI is questioning these students. Justice Nongmei Kapam Kotishwar Singh and Justice R. Mahadevan today took oath as judges of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur administered the oath to both the judges. Before his elevation to the apex court, Justice Nongmei Kapam Kotishwar Singh was Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court. Justice R. Mahadevan was Judge of Madras High Court. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurated India's first overseas Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius yesterday. He was joined by Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagnauth during the inauguration. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said this Aushadhi Kendra is the delivery of the promise made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year. He further said the India-Mauritius Health Partnership Project will supply cost-effective made-in-India medicines to augment public health care and enhance well-being. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurated the MediClinic project at Grand Bois in Mauritius with Indian grant assistance, calling it the newest expression of our friendship. Speaking at the inauguration of the project, Dr. Jayashankar said the initiative will provide secondary health care for 16,000 people in the Grand Bois area. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. During the visit, the Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. The two Foreign Secretaries will also co-chair the India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks. Consumption of natural gas has risen by 7% in June as more Indians switch to green fuel. The consumption of natural gas in India went up in June to 5,594 million metric standard cubic meters MMSCM this year compared to the same month last year, as more households across the country are using the fuel for cooking. The demand is also rising in the urban transport segment, according to data compiled by the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi today said the use of words like violence and murder for short-term political gains by some political parties is unfortunate. Briefing media New Delhi today, Mr. Trivedi quoted an article written by a former IPS officer where he has drawn attention towards the environment of negativity, security activities and its impact on India. He said the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and the recent deadly attack made on US President Donald Trump speak volumes about the gravity of the situation. Mr. Trivedi said it is unfortunate and a matter of concern that such words and language that provoke violence are being used for Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He alleged that Congress leader and leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi used derogatory words for Mr. Modi several times. In Jammu and Kashmir, two soldiers were injured in an encounter with terrorists in a forest village of Doda district early this morning. Our correspondent reports that the encounter took place at Jadanbata village in Kastigarh area when terrorists opened fire on a temporary security camp established in a government school for search operations. They said security forces retaliated and the exchange of fire between the two sides continued for more than an hour, during which two soldiers suffered minor injuries. A massive search operation was launched in Desa and adjoining forest areas following the killing of four army personnel, including a captain in a terrorist attack on the intervening night of Monday and Tuesday. In Chhattisgarh, two jawans of the Special Task Force were killed in an attack by Maoists late last night. Four jawans have been injured in the incident. According to information received, the Maoists triggered an IED targeting the Special Task Force team conducting operations against Maoists on the border of Bijapur and Sukma districts of the state. The injured jawans are being airlifted. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India at the United Nations has reiterated its call for an immediate and complete ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and called for the release of hostages without any conditions. Delivering his remarks at the United Nations Security Council UNSC's open debate on West Asia, India's Deputy Representative to the UN, R. Ravindra, also underlined that India's developmental assistance to Palestine in various forms over the years amounts close to $120 million.
We reiterate the call for an immediate, full and complete ceasefire, safe, timely and sustained humanitarian assistance and unrestricted access to relief and essential humanitarian services in the Gaza Strip. India stands for peace and stability in the region.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged a renewed emphasis on a political resolution to the persistent crisis in Gaza. Courtney Rattray, chef de cabinet of the UN Secretary General, emphasized the need to refocus on finding a political solution that will end the occupation and resolve the conflict in line with international law and relevant United Nations resolutions. Washington's envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield said there is progress in talks to adopt an immediate ceasefire in Gaza near 4 months after the council demanded one. In Oman, search and rescue operations are ongoing for the remaining crew members of the oil tanker Prestige Falcon, which capsized near the port town of Tukum in Oman. So far, 10 crew members have been located, with 9 found alive and 1 tragically deceased. Among the 9 found alive were 8 Indians and 1 Sri Lankan. The search continues for the remaining 6 crew members. The Indian Navy has played a crucial role in the rescue operations. INS Teg was redirected to assist in the search and rescue mission. India has also deployed a Boeing P-81 long-range maritime surveillance aircraft to aid in the search efforts. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh spoke with Indian Ambassador in Oman Amit Narang today to get an update on the capsized vessel MV Prestige Falcon. In a social media post, the minister said 8 Indians who were rescued by INS Teg have reached ashore and are being looked after. He said the body of 1 Indian person has been retrieved. He said the situation is being closely monitored and the government is ensuring all possible assistance. He thanked all those involved in the search and rescue process and expressed his condolences to the families of the bereaved. In Bangladesh, the Coordination Committee of the Quota Reform Movement today called for a peaceful, complete shutdown across the country to push their demand for reform in the quota system and to protest the attacks on student protesters. They declared a nationwide shutdown except hospitals and other emergency services. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
229 platoons of Border Guard Bangladesh have been deployed across the country to maintain law and order. A young man was killed in clashes in Dhaka this morning. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has announced a judicial inquiry in the recent incidents in which six people lost their lives during the ongoing movement. The United Nations has also urged the government to protect the protesting students against any form of threat or violence. All schools, public and private universities and other institutions are closed until further notice for the sake of student safety. The students and teachers of universities have been staging protests demanding quota reforms in government jobs since 1st of July. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The External Affairs Ministry has urged Indian community members and Indian students residing in Bangladesh to avoid travel and minimize their movement outside their living premises. In an advisory issued in view of the ongoing situation in Bangladesh, the Indian High Commission in Dhaka has asked people to reach out to the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions at the 24-hour emergency numbers in case of any urgency or need for assistance. The emergency number of the High Commission in Dhaka is +88019374005091. In Swedish Open tennis, India's number one ranked player Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 this afternoon. The match will be played at the Centre Court of Borstad Tennis Stadium in Sweden. The Karnataka state government has decided to put on hold the draft bill that ensured job quota for Karnadigas in the private sector after industry bodies and experts expressed their reservations. The Karnataka State Employment of Local Candidates in the Industries, Factories and Other Establishments Bill 2024 was passed in the cabinet meeting last Monday. It proposed the appointment of Karnadigas to 50% of management positions and 75% of non-management positions and 100% reservation for Group C and Group D posts in the private sector. However, the Chief Minister has posted on X that the bill will be put on hold and passed after wider consultations. Meanwhile, the relief team working on clearing the landslide site on National Highway 66 near Shirur in Ankola, Taluk of Uttara Kannada district in Karnataka has recovered two more bodies today, taking the total deaths to six. The rescue team retrieved the bodies of six-year-old Avantika Nayak and another body that is said to be of the oil tanker driver. Avantika's body was found near Gokarna in Gangekola. The tanker driver's body was recovered from the heap of mound on the Gangavali stream running below the landslide site. In Odisha, the Ratna Bhandar, the revered treasury of the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri, was reopened this morning for the second time in a week for shifting of valuables to a temporary strong room. After offering prayers, the 11-member committee set up by the Odisha government for the shifting of valuables from the Ratna Bhandar reopened the treasury at 9:51 this morning. All valuables and ornaments in the inner chamber of the Ratna Bhandar will be shifted by this evening. The treasury was opened last Sunday after 39 years to shift the ornaments and valuables of the outer chamber of the Ratna Bhandar to a strong room. Puri King Gajapati Maharaj Divya Singh Dev is also present in the Ratna Bhandar to oversee the shifting of the valuables. The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, will do repair and renovation works of the Ratna Bhandar, after which the valuables will be shifted back and counting of the valuables will begin. In Kashi Vishwanath Dham Sparsh Darshan, and all types of daily passes will be cancelled on every Monday of Savan. The month of Savan will start on the 22nd of July and continue till the 19th of August. A new guideline has been issued for darshan, worship and security for the devotees coming to Kashi Vishwanath Dham in Varanasi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court says any order for conducting the NEET UG 2024 afresh has to be on a concrete footing. Hearing is underway. Justice Nongmei Kapam Koteshwar Singh and Justice R. Mahadevan take oath as judges of the Supreme Court. India at the UN calls for immediate ceasefire in Gaza Strip, urges for unconditional release of hostages. Search continues for remaining missing crew members of capsized oil tanker off Oman coast. In Bangladesh, quota reform movement calls for complete shutdown across the country to push their demand for reform. And in tennis, India's Sumit Nagal to take on Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 a short while from now. And with that, we end the midday news.